before his release. I'm Lisa Lucera, Fox News. The parents of an ex-Marine freed after being held in Russia anxiously await his return home.
For Joey and Paula Reed, it's not real just yet.
It's going to really hit us when we get to put our arms around him and hug him.
Their son Trevor was released Wednesday in a prisoner swap with Russia. He spent 3 years in captivity. In that time, Trevor's health has suffered, so the government will decide where he will be cared for. His parents say,
I don't care where they go. We're going to go there.
They'll know that soon enough. Knowing how his release was secured will take a little longer.
We've been told we will know later, but not immediately.
Reed was convicted and jailed in Russia after an incident where he was accused of endangering a Russian policeman. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
Russia has made good on its threat to cut off Poland and Bulgaria's natural gas supplies and is now saying it will do the same to other countries in what's seen as a bid to punish the West over its support of Ukraine. The White House says the president will deliver remarks on support for Ukrainians tomorrow. A 14-year-old boy being held on $1 million bond in connection with the death of 10-year-old Lily Peters, who disappeared Sunday after a trip to her aunt's house in Wisconsin. Chippewa County District Attorney Wade Newell says the suspect knew the girl and planned the attack, knocking her down and choking her before sexually assaulting her.
Given the severity of the punishment he is facing for all three of these charges, that gives him a very big incentive not to resolve the matter and to flee the area.
The defense had argued for $100,000 cash bond. The boy is charged with first-degree intentional homicide, first-degree sexual assault, and first-degree sexual assault of a child under age 13, resulting in great bodily harm. Wisconsin law calls for children age 10 and up to be prosecuted as adults. America is listening to Fox News.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Hundreds of dignitaries gathered at Washington National Cathedral to pay their respects to Madeleine Albright.
Presidents Biden, Obama, and Clinton were all in attendance, along with the presidents of Georgia, Kosovo, Colombia, Bosnia, and the Czech Republic. Albright was born in what was Czechoslovakia and fled the Nazis as well as Soviet rule.
Freedom had no greater champion than Madeleine Korbel Albright.
Albright was ambassador to the UN and then served as Secretary of State under President Clinton.
She could go toe-to-toe with the toughest dictators, then turn around and literally teach a fellow ambassador how to do the Macarena on the floor of the UN Security Council.
Albright died of cancer a little over a month ago. She was 84 years old. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
Elon Musk sheds light on the most popular social media apps after reaching a deal to purchase Twitter.
Elon Musk taking to Twitter to point out former President Trump's social media platform. Truth Social is currently beating Twitter and TikTok on the Apple Store, sharing a screenshot to free app download rankings on Apple's App Store. App analytics firm Sensor Tower estimates Truth Social, a Twitter alternative, has reached 1.4 million installs, up from 1.2 million in March. Musk's post follows the Tesla and SpaceX CEO striking a deal to buy Twitter for roughly $44 billion, saying he wants to strengthen the company's position on free speech. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
The older you are, the less you worry about aging in your own home or community. That's the finding of a new Associated Press NORC Center for Public Affairs research poll, which found U.S. adults 65 or older felt much better about what's known as aging in place than those 50 to 64 who are mostly still in the final stretches of their working years. I'm Lisa Lucera, and this is Fox News.
Pull up a chair and join me, Rachel Campos Duffy.
And me, former U.S. Congressman Sean Duffy, as we share our perspective on the discussions happening at kitchen tables across America.
Download From the Kitchen Table, the Duffys, at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you download podcasts.